Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I am Tizian Hero, and I am joined by...
Nitrocosm.
And Roroni Starchild.
And this is the currently nameless, rather random podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't have specific topics that we are deciding on yet. This is just kind of like an idea I had. And like I said, we don't have a name, so if you listen to what we have to say and can think of a cool name, drop us a line at either Podomatic address or our individual YouTube pages, which will have the links with the podcast itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving along, our first topic of conversation, which we sort of planned, was just asking, what have you guys been up to?
Well, I've been doing web design stuff, but other than that, not a whole lot. Haven't really played any video games or anything, so, yeah, not a whole lot going on with me.
What about you, Star
Child? Well, I have been pretty active in the past few weeks, which is, of course, last year, hint, hint.
You were so busy, but you had to stop last year.
I know, I'm lazy like that.
I haven't done anything all year long.
Oh, man.
This year has been so lazy.
Ooh, yes.
You were saying?
So I have been... Again, I have been pretty active in the past couple of weeks, and I have been, trying to get myself planned for a new speech that I'm going to attend next month. Because next month I have this, I'm going to be a motivational speaker.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, I did not know this. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's just him. Because of that, then I have to gather up all my recent artworks that I've already printed and presented to them, as well as present my latest animation that I'm in the process of doing. So again, it's been a pretty busy week. Or a past couple of weeks for me, especially before the New Year's came. So, as well as finishing up on the recent projects that I'm currently in the process of doing, as well as doing the Vocaloid project as well.
That's very cool,
yep.
Dude. Congratulations and all.
Thank
that.
Thank you. And speaking of Vocaloid, I am being currently casted as Kamui Gakupo. Yeah. So.
I don't know who that is.
Gakupo is a new character that's being made after Gakt.
Oh, yeah. Gakt, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Gaktman, the guy they based Squall and Genesis and Final Fantasy off of.
And if you notice, the name Gakupo is gotten from a Japanese pronunciation for Gakt, which is Gakuto. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so Gakuto, hence the new character, Gakupo. So, yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that segues into different dubs we've been in recently. I actually just recently got cast for a possible... I don't know if the guy putting it together is going to continue it, because what's worse than getting cast for something and then never hearing anything again from the director. But he's wanting to do a Kamen Rider Decade dub, which is cool, and I got cast as the main character. So if that does pan out, you'll be, you know, hearing me yelling Henshin and stuff like that in the near future. As well as I'm, you know, still doing stuff for the Xenogears dubbed dub, and where I'm voicing Bishop Stone and Grafe. So hopefully you guys like my rendition of Bishop Stone. Because I don't have any focal point to work off of when it comes to his character. Like I said, I've never played the game before. So hopefully it works. Kelrod X seemed to like it. Yeah.
I've been, you know, in the Xenogears dubbed project, doing some minor characters, but I'm also Kaiser Sigmund, and Eric.
Yeah.
I'm also Eric, Ellie's father, in Xenogears. But that's about it.
And Ronnie Starchild, who are you in Xenogears dubbed again? Because we don't remember. Because we can't. We don't know. Because you're a man of a thousand voices.
Ah. Well, I am currently being casted as Ricardo Banderas, which is everyone calls me Rico.
Oh yes. And who else do you voice?
And I'm also handyman and the info man, Hammer, the supplier.
So yeah.
Naturally, I have this
Hammer.
Really
anyway.
High voice, but for some reason, it's lower than ever. I've gone puberty.
Yeah, we should have heard Hammer before he hit puberty.
Oh yeah.
His voice was so high that dogs would just go crazy for some reason. No one could actually hear what he was saying.
It's above the 22 kilohertz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about our least favorite anime, the ones that drive us nuts the most.
Oh yeah.
Yes, the least favorite anime. That's going to be kind of our focal discussion point,
mm-hmm.
I guess, for today's first episode.
You mind if I start it off with Divergence Eve?
Yeah.
Yes.
Divergence Eve.
You go ahead and start it off.
Divergence Eve is one of those anime that I started to watch on the Anime Network's website. You can watch things on their site, and I watched a few series on there. Some of them were really good, but when I got to Divergence Eve after the first episode, I was looking. I was like, okay. This goes way too far with the fan service. There are just certain aspects of it. It just more than just crosses the line. It crosses the line, just keeps on running. It's so over the top. It's an insult to the audience, and it's an insult to the people that it is portraying. It's
women.
It just doesn't.
Women. Let's not forget women.
That's what I was talking about.
Right.
Now, is this dubbed or was it subbed?
What I was watching was dubbed.
Oh. Yeah, that's one of those animes that you probably just go, how did this make it to America? Because, I mean, I have nothing against the Japanese, but there's a lot of animes that just don't come to America because it's like, well, there's probably no audience that's going to want to watch this.
Nope.
Let's be honest. But you do see a lot of different animes that come to America now that you wonder what the dubbing company was even thinking, trying to get the rights to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, do you have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
You pretty much said it all, dude.
Okay. What about you, Star Child?
I'll let you take over. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Yep.
I was going to talk about the anime I watched. Sadly, it was called Aiken, or however you pronounce
Aiken.
It. How do you pronounce it again, Sergeant?
Aiken.
Aiken. Okay.
Rhymes with bacon.
It rhymes with bacon.
Wakey
but
wakey.
I pronounce bacon as B-I-C-O-N.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans.
Wakey wakey eggs and Aiken.
Okay. Anyways, it was one of those animes where a lot of times you go into like an anime, and I'm not gonna say I haven't done this where I'll be like, ooh, hello fan service, you know. Because there's plenty of animes out there that do it right. Like I had mentioned before to you two, Gurren Lagann did it right, you know. Where it was, you have basically one character that's fan servicey, and although she's a main character, she isn't the focal point of the show. The show doesn't revolve around her chest bumping up and down. So, in fact, it's about drills.
It's about wondering. It's about wondering who the hell those characters think they are.
Yes. Because everyone says
exactly.
That.
Yep.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I mentioned Gurren Lagann and who the hell do those characters think they are? We were talking about fan service being too much.
Yep.
And how Gurren Lagann did it right with Yoko.
Yes.
Sure, she was over the top, yes. You can definitely say that, especially when you find out that she is supposed to be only 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
When the show starts, she's supposed to be 14.
That's got an obligatory Hank Hill.
Huh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That is the obligatory Hank Hill.
I am trying to do Hank Hill justice, by the way. So.
What?
Yeah.
You are confusing me. I can't hear you.
No, I've been trying to pull off the Hank Hill voice. Saying that I've been trying to do Hank Hill justice.
Okay.
But it ended up being like Beavis and Butthead.
So. Well, he is voiced by the guy who did Beavis and Butthead.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
He's actually doing a new show, actually.
Right. All right, so let's move on.
So, Starchild, what's your the anime that drives you nuts?
Two words. Elfin Lied.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No, not that. Not the fake cat girls.
I know. Yes, but I have to inform the public to educate them. I must.
Edumacatus.
Yes. Okay, now, for those of you who are listening to the podcast who has never even heard of Elfin Lied, or who has seen Elfin Lied and loved the show so much that you are willing to defend it, it is my opinion only. Okay, please respect my opinions, and I will respect yours.
Starchild's opinion does not reflect our opinions or the opinions of the podcast in general, just his opinions in general. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. It's just a small declaration.
I'm kidding. All of us are pretty much like, yeah, we don't like this show.
Yep. Okay, so. First of all, the story of Elfin Lied pretty much revolves around a female Diclonius. Well, first of all, the Diclonius are not humans. The Diclonians are a special kind of humans that has horns on their heads.
They look like cat girls, but they're not.
Exactly. Being ripped off, mind you, from Chobits. So, with that being said, there's this character whose name is Lucy. And I pretty much, you know little to no synopsis about Elfin Lied, except the term Declonius, who are non-humans, who are a special type of humans, and Lucy, that shoots those things from their backs. That's called layers. And what else?
Things that shoot out of their backs called laser tigers. Continue.
And you can probably cut this out because I'm stuttering too much.
Yeah, it's cool, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so the first episode, I remember seeing just the first part of the episode that made me stop seeing the entire episode or the show in general. The first episode is pretty much gore galore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this episode where she finally breaks free from her shackles. Mind you that, you know, she was masked and naked.
Yeah. Now, and that's the sad thing, because a lot of people will start watching the show and go, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Nudity.
Yep.
And then you start getting sick just because of how horrifying the show is.
Yep.
Nitro, cue your Hank Hill.
But you know, the thing about that show is I can usually tolerate gore pretty well.
Yeah.
But there was something about that show that just watching the first episode of Elfin Lied, I had nightmares that night.
Ooh.
And that's really unusual, but it's just the way especially that first episode was executed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like gore for the sake of gore.
Yep.
You know, it came off as nudity for the sake of nudity, although I know there was more, you know, behind it than that. But it just really, I got turned off of it the first episode, couldn't stand it.
Well, and that retrospect as to why Lucy was naked in the beginning was because she was treated like an animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's and one of those things where you got to go, okay,
and
you almost understand, but it still almost just feels like gratuitous nudity for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know, most audience who watch this don't realize that Lucy is not necessarily a human, rather a Declonius. As I keep saying, you know, she is a Declonius. So therefore, you know, Declonius are being treated like animals because, as we all know, animals don't necessarily wear clothes. You know, but people who see this, thinking that, you know, there is a bunch of blood and guts being thrown at your face, with nudity. With nudity in between, people may think that, you know, it's there's this term for the
gornography.
Gornography is what Nitrocosm just explained the definition for gornography. It's violence for the sake of violence.
Yeah.
But there's another term for it. It's called necrophiliaism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I know it is pretty sick. But that gets it usually gets a hint of necrophiliaism in Elfin Lied, which makes it even the more disgusting to watch.
Yeah.
But not only that does the violence being inflicted on ugly men but rather it's being inflicted on women, teenage girls, and children, which makes it unbearable to sit through the whole thing and not think about what happens to the children being Anakin Skywalkerized in front of your face.
Oh,
yeah, it seems a little extreme.
It is. It really is. And the reason why it's because of that. It's because they're trying to get the point across that, you know, humans can do very, very evil things. And that humans are beasts overall, and especially, you know, young children, because that's where the term bully comes up, because there are young children who tends to be bullies, and if a child sees a cookie that the smaller child has, the bigger child's gonna take the cookie and he'll have it to oneself.
Stop stealing my cookies.
Exactly.
My cookies,
exactly.
They are not to be stolen.
Yeah. You know, and that's the point that pretty much they're trying to... Oh. And that's the point that they're trying to get across, that humanity is sometimes being very sinful, which, of course, you know, we are, you know, but that's no reason for you to treat the most innocent people, especially children or women or people overall who had no part of this whatsoever, being die the most horrifying death imaginable.
I kind of stopped enjoying Star Wars Episode 3. It wasn't really the bad acting or the bad writing. It was that scene where he goes in there and you go, this is horrifying, because up to this point he's been kind of like, well, you almost get the idea that Anakin Skywalker is going down the path of presumed necessary evil.
Oh.
You know? Like, he believes, okay, I gotta do some bad things, but it'll be to save my wife. But then they're like, oh yeah, go kill these kids. And he goes, all right, that's necessary enough.
Yeah.
They're just kids. It's not like I was ever one of them. He got to skip that part. He was like, I'm a preteen, and I'm a, you know, Jedi trainee. And all these kids had to do it from birth.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
Well, when I say Anakin Skywalkerized, I meant that, you know, they're being cut in half.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just in case if none of you got that term, who are listening. So anyways, not only violence that's Elfin Lied has been most infamous for, also incest. Yes, incest is involved. Yes.
And
here's the more disgusting part. And this is the last part that I'm going to get to. This is the last term that pretty much define Elfin Lied the way it is. There's extreme violence that's being inflicted on men, women, and children. There's incest.
That's number one.
Also. Huh?
I said that's number one. We're counting this down.
Yeah.
Number one.
Exactly. Violence is number one. Incest is number two. In more ways than one.
Okay.
And number three that makes Elfin Lied to me the most disgusting is, of course, there is a term for this. Pedophilia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's just as bad as it can get.
Yeah.
Lasers. Yeah. Wait, I like lasers. Never mind.
Yeah, the lasers.
I shouldn't say lasers in a negative term because I like lasers. Doesn't work. Yeah, that's one of those animes where you just kind of feel depressed after watching some of it.
Yep. But yeah, not touching Elfin. But yeah, not touching Elfin Lead for a while. This is just that again. We'll save for my other rants of Elfin Lead if I get a chance to, you know, do it. But yeah, I'm done for Elfin Lead.
You gave
again,
us a pretty
Elfin
good
Lead
taste this time.
Yeah.
I guess it's my turn to talk about the anime we dislike. And I was going to mention... Okay, once again, how do you pronounce it? Aiken?
Aiken.
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 It's Aiken like bacon.
Rhymes with bacon.
Rhymes with bacon.
It rhymes with the bacon.
Took a little bacon.
Yep.
Took a little bacon.
Yes. gotta love reusing our jokes. Aiken is similar to what you guys have mentioned about the gratuitousness in its specific area just for the sake of having it. And I know this was based off a manga, but I still like to think there is this scenario where there was, you know, the kind of round table of people, and they were talking, and they were kind of like, okay, so let's come up with a new anime so we can make some money. All right. And they kind of had a long pause, and then one of them was kind of like, well, guys like women, right? And they all nodded, yeah. Like, well, guys like girls' chests, right? And they all kind of nodded, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, people like whales, right? Sure, why not? And they're like, well, let's make them the size of whales! And they just kind of stared at him. He's like, Volkswagen Bugs? And they're like, okay, dude, all right. We thought you were crazy for a second there, because these girls on the show, and it's not even the main characters that are this. The main characters are like this,
yeah.
But there's like the normal everyday girls they show on there, where it's just so much. You're just sitting there going, it's like everyone in the population of this place, save a few, have that gigantmastasia or whatever it is. The thing that Punky Brewster had, or the girl played her, where it's this, you know, completely destroying your being disease kind of thing, where it's like they have beach balls attached to their fronts.
Uh-huh.
And you're just sitting there going, this is so disgusting.
I know,
and
that,
the whole
that,
idea
that
is supposed
be
to be fan service. You're supposed to like this, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't think I'd like a girl that has a waterbed in front of her at all times.
Yeah, that should be. You know what? That should be a new birth defect.
It is a birth defect.
Yeah.
And people who enjoy it should be added into like a new section of the mental disorder sections. And you know how they chronicle the different mental disorders or dysfunctions?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, you know, D7 or whatever.
D7.
I don't remember what they're called, but the different dysfunctions. It'll be one of those sections right by you know, whatever.
We can make up a diagnosis later on.
Yeah, we can make it up later. anyways, yeah, that's the anime I saw and really disliked. I had nightmares.
I know. Okay, so I think we need to move it on to animes that we like.
Animes that we like? Wait, you mean this isn't just doom and gloom and depressing time? This is good time? We get to have a good time?
Well, we gotta move on, dude.
Okay, so, Sonic X.
Sonic X.
I have been getting up.
Sonic.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I've been getting up early on Saturday mornings to watch this, and it's kind of embarrassing to admit this because I'm 32 years old, a little old to be watching Saturday morning cartoons. But hey, what's
so
the
heck? What?
So. So I've really gotten into Sonic X, and the reason why is because the way it's written, it's still for kids, but they write it in a way that doesn't insult the intelligence of adults and older kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is really well written, and so I've been following the story. I've only seen like maybe 8 or 9 episodes. But to get to Sonic X and not miss it, I have to get up, you know, make my coffee and everything first, and then I have to sit through Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu-Gi-Oh! Is one of those anime that I really don't care for because it seems like one of those shows that's made specifically to sell collectible card games.
Yeah, it's
like
a,
Pokemon
and all that. It's a 30-minute long commercial.
Exactly. And the thing is, all the characters are drawn in this overly stylized manner, especially one of the main villains, Kaiba. His pants are drawn like they have static cling, and in the middle of a windstorm, super glue was dumped all over his pants.
Yeah, and then he was just kind of like, I like this look. Because, as I had mentioned before, he's voice acted by the guy who did Brock on Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
as if Brock was channeling Solid Snake. I like static clean. Super glue in my pants.
And what's really amazing about Kaiba's leather pants is that no matter how tight they are, he doesn't lose his sense of tone of his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think after a while he'd be like, okay, Yugi, it's time to fight.
He's been hiding that feeling all day long.
Going along with what you had mentioned with the art style there, Nitro, I remember watching the show way back when I was a mere tot, a tot of probably 15 or so, and it was almost 10 years ago. It's like, I remember watching it, and they had a commercial where they were almost making fun of it, the voice actors were. And the guy who did the voice for Yugi was like, I always do my hair in aerodynamic triangles, so when a blast happens, it looks nice. And I have to think that's the only reason why he's drawn that way, is the aerodynamic triangles.
Or maybe it's because the animators are running out of ideas.
Well, yeah, you gotta have the spiky-haired character.
Oh, yeah.
And Joey's Brooklyn accent.
It's
like his Brooklyn rage. I don't want to be a furry.
That's the
yeah.
Bridge.
As I had said, I hadn't watched the show for so long, and I'd started watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge, so
mm-hmm.
my mind automatically now replaces, when I think about the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, their voices with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge version by Little Karibo.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch his YouTube channel! I feel like I feel bad every time I mention someone else's stuff. Because I feel like I'm just, you know, pimping out their stuff.
That's
anyways, back to the grind, guys. Back to the grind.
Sonic X. And the story.
Sonic X. Nitro?
Hello? Oh.
Yes, Sonic X. The thing is, what we're talking about, the fact that they go into the human world and interface with humans. And I think they did that a lot, I think, so the audience could connect with the characters rather than being some otherworldly characters who don't even know what humans are. They, you know, wind up in the human world and meet Chris. And Chris is sort of the point at which they can explain everything about their world and where they came from and what they do and all that stuff. Have someone to explain it to, and someone to basically be sort of a story link between the audience and the characters. I don't know if that's the best way to explain it or not.
I felt that, you know, the story writers did take that approach, not only to appeal to the children and to the adults as well, but try as darnest as they can to appeal to huge fans of Sonic. Because most of the people who play Sonic are well in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, fans of the original games.
Mind you, when Nitro talks about the original, he doesn't mean the original cartoon, which stars as Stephen Urkel. I mean Jaleel White. So.
Something you mentioned about how he goes to the real world and they really don't have any human characters. I was thinking about that, and I was kind of like, well, Dr. Eggman is supposed to be human, but he does not look it. He looks so over the top that you see the main characters, like Chris, where they look, well, normal anime, but they at least look semi-human, you know, in comparison. Mm-hmm. Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Yep. Still here.
Please don't mind the awkward silence. It's just
we'll edit it out.
No, I'm referring it to the audience who listen to this.
Oh, okay.
The audience that doesn't exist yet. Our audience is filled with dead people.
So, movies. I have to admit that, and I want to see this, but I don't want to see it in the theater because I don't want to deal with all the children. But I really want to see the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie because, as a kid, I was a huge fan of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went and saw the Chipmunk Adventure in the theater back in the 80s. As far as my appreciation for animation is concerned, it really changed things for me because it was so well done.
That did not deserve a Hank Hill shutter?
Okay.
Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, what he's saying is that doesn't that movie deserve a Hank Hill shutter?
I said it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's when the person with the giant cane pulls me off stage. Jokes that fall flat. There. Anyways, you were saying.
Okay.
Nah, that's all I had for that.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I really enjoyed the first movie just because they, like, had on the poster saying that these big-name people were voicing the chipmunks, but then you couldn't tell when you watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys okay?
It's strange. I'm trying to gather my thoughts a little bit. You know, I found it strange that in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies here recently, the ones that were done with 3D instead of a hand-drawn animation,
mm-hmm.
that the Chipmunks and Chipettes were not voiced by Ross Bagdasarian and Janice Carmen.
Yeah.
That they actually got other actors to do them.
Yeah, well, and that's what kind of annoyed me is where it's like you have a movie that just for the sake of star power, they'll hire someone to be in it. And that's what it kind of felt like with that movie, was that they had Oh, I can't think of his name. He did the voice for Roxas in Kingdom Hearts. Jesse McCartney.
Haley Joel Osment.
No, Haley Joel Osment was Sora.
Oh.
Jesse McCartney did the voice for Roxas.
Oh, Jesse.
He does the voice for Theodore. And it's kind of like they had him and then the dude who plays the Dell on the PC versus Dell commercials.
One of them was, I think, as far as I've learned from Alvin and the Chipmunks, the new movie, I think one of them was voiced by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just sitting there going, why? Especially since when you watch the movie, you can't tell.
I know.
Because they chipmunked up the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like movies that do that. Just hire a big name person just so you have a movie, you know? It's almost as bad as when you see a movie and the main character is so generic, you're sitting there going, well, they have a big name person playing the character, but this could have been played by anyone.
Well, unfortunately, that's the name of the game of Hollywood. Don't hate the players, hate the games.
Or the game controllers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will go see a movie just because it has famous names in it.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's, you look at, say, that movie, the one Tom Cruise did recently. Project Valkyrie. Which was an interesting movie based off a true life event, but it almost felt like he was hired just so the movie could get off the ground, you know?
Yep.
And I can see where that would happen with some movies where it's like, oh, I'm trying to make a movie, and it doesn't work out, and then they're able to accrue the funds to get a big-name actor, and then suddenly this movie is willing to be made by Warner Brothers, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's kind of like the opposite effect of, say, Star Wars, where it was, at the time, a bunch of unknowns, and they became known after that. Although, besides Harrison Ford, everyone else was pretty much typecast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my favorite... I haven't watched any of the favorite. I mean, not the favorite, but any of the new movies that came out during like a couple of weeks ago. But the one movie that I did see this last year, which is 2009.
so long ago.
Oh, long ago, right. Was, of course, the fourth installment of the Fast and the Furious.
Four Fast, Four Furious.
Oh, yeah.
That joke is so bad.
Was that the one where they drove through the mountain to Mexico and back?
No. I think the one involving Mexico
it
was
had all the people from the first movie, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at too. The first movie on the final scene at the end of the credits, Vin Diesel's character, whose name is Dominique Toretto, who drives to Mexico.
Did you know I actually only recently found out his real name isn't Vin Diesel?
He's typecast as himself.
Vin Diesel can only play Vin Diesel in all of these movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And every movie should say Vin Diesel as himself at the end.
And yes, you know, pacifier does count.
You know, if I ever have a movie made of my webcomic, I want Vin Diesel to play Malachi. Like, that'll ever happen.
If I had a movie based off of my life, I would want me to play myself.
Oh.
Balls.
Or Sean Connery to play me.
Sean Connery.
Just randomly. I'm 22 years old.
TGM Hero.
No, that's not what.
What's wrong with you? I do voices into a computer screen.
Voice in Graph.
I am Graph.
Bishop Stone.
And then I'm Sean Connery would be sitting there going, whoever this Nitro guy is, he does a really good, he does a really good character. I like his voice.
I don't know why. It's just amazing.
Oh, man.
real quick, outside of the podcast scope, make sure to check the chat window for the...
Okay. I am still recording.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now that I think about it, two things that I tend to overlook easily, but noticed at the last minute, on the fourth installment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is... the title of the Fast and the Furious is simply titled Fast and Furious.
Yeah, because you can make a new movie out of taking the out of a title.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever read comic books? You've got The Spectacular Spider-Man, you've got The Spider-Man, you've got Spider-Man, you've got Your Friendly mm-hmm. Neighborhood Spider-Man. Yeah. As long as it's got Spider-Man in there, it's about Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I went into this movie going, you know what? I think I'm going to see some movie characters that are going to be fast. They're going to be moving that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to be furious. You know?
Hence the title of the movie.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you watch that show, The Brave and the Bold, you're kind of like,
Brave and Bold.
There's going to be some bold people. And I think they're going to be so brave that they named the movie after them.
It's a movie about fonts? It's about typesetting?
Exactly.
Yeah. The Brave and the Bold. It's actually about bomb defusal squad.
It's basically a movie that describes the activity.
Yeah, but that'd be great. Have a movie that... has nothing to do... The title has nothing to do with what's going on with the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, have something Fast and the Furious and it be about the Foursquare Championships for the world.
Wow. That's actually a good idea.
Could be about a cheese-tasting competition.
Yes.
Right? Because
it's
the
wine
film is
tasting.
So cheesy. It's so cheesy,
wine
you can
tasting.
Eat it.
The Brave and the Bold this summer.
Literally, you can eat it. Like, the film is actually printed on very thin cheese. When the movie's over, they serve bits of the movie on a plate with sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not able to even, you know, view this movie again. They sent us, like, 50 rolls of this just so we can watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, yep. Well.
The movie just breaks down as soon as the light hits it. In fact, it cooks it. You're going, man. Is what is that? That smells good. It's like pizza in the other room. No, that's just the cheese.
Yeah, it's as cheesy as cheese pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Starring
the second thing that I tend to overlook sometimes was it's not the movie itself, but it's a particular actor whose name is Vin Diesel and his voice. Yeah.
Are you just trying to bait me?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're bringing things up you know I'm going to rant about.
We want to segue into the Cookie Monster thing.
Well, because Batman. Vin Diesel is the great grandfather of the Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
As soon as the Cookie Monster's brought up, Sigmund, he's out of there.
Yeah.
He's hoarding all of his cookies and he's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Stop stealing my cookies. That Sigmund guy, he's got a great voice. I don't understand.
Who are you? What are you doing?
My name is KGM. and I'm from the future. We have to stop your kids, Marty.
Marty, we have to go back to the future.
It's okay, Marty.
Stop stealing all my cookies, man.
One of your kids, Marty? Sounds like Hank Hill.
I ain't a kid. Oh. I'm Chris Tucker. Okay. I ain't seen no damn kids.
What?
You lost me there. I don't know.
Was this supposed to be Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Can't understand the words coming out of my mouth.
So nobody understands the words coming out of your mouth, man.
Hammer, hey, Hammer, what's going on?
It's Hammer time.
Man,
it's
Hammer time. Dun, 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 dun.
Can't touch this Hammer. That should be a video. It's just Hammer doing the MC Hammer dance.
Oh man, or Hammer or
or it comes out Hammer became a Baptist priest.
Oh no.
Because that's what MC Hammer was.
That takes a lot of energy for me to actually pull it off. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I got to do a lot of. I'm trying very hard for my throat to agree with me.
All right, so we are back from outer space.
To find another race.
What?
I'm back from outer space. Bowling for Vulcans.
There's Vulcans everywhere.
Wow.
They have those ears, Marty. Don't you understand? We have to do something about your kids. I'm not even trying to do his voice.
Okay, let's talk about
Vin Diesel. His voice equally. It reminds me of Batman.
Huh?
Batman has a funny voice because he sounds like rawr, rawr, rawr. But sounds
like
a
cookie monster.
Lol.
That's the only person who I can describe right now.
V is for vengeance. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, you know what else? It sounds like Nathan Explosion from Metalocalypse.
Oh, it's no, like, not Nathan Explosion.
His like murder phase is talking to him. He's like, I woke up with a clown's hand on my pants this morning. That's the kind of day I'm having.
You know, I haven't watched that show much, but I do recognize the voice.
You know, speaking of Batman, though, he's the gold standard. That's what I'm looking for. Gold standard for what's good. It's like you can say something's good, and then something's Batman good. It's like that's not just good. That's Batman good. And you know you're raising the bar when you say that.
Yeah, I know.
Not just anything. You can't just say anything's Batman good.
Well, yeah, and yeah, you can't just have someone like just out of nowhere walk out of a theater and be like, dude, that Transformers 2, that was good. Oh, you sure was that good? Yeah, it was Batman good, dude. Whoa. Wait a second.
Not just anything can be Batman good.
You just said that, didn't you? It's like the triple dog dare. You know, you can't just throw that out. You have to lead up to it, you know?
Yeah, some things are sacred. And to say something is Batman good, that you gotta reserve that.
It's like the Nintendo seal of approval.
Yeah. If it doesn't have that on it, you can't play it.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo stopped doing that. Now they just have a seal saying, yeah, this is by Nintendo.
willy-nilly.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, if you could only watch movies that were Batman good, you probably wouldn't be able to watch very many movies.
It's like five movies.
Yeah.
There's like, you know...
Count of Monte Cristo.
Mm. Yeah, that's one of them.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
All the Batman movies except for two.
Yeah, except for the Batman 4 and, you know, I actually didn't really care for Batman Returns, the one with the Penguin. It was just kind of depressing.
Oh, yeah.
Gave me nightmares.
It was kind of cheesy. Yeah.
I mean, great acting. It was just kind of, there was something missing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the first one was great because of Jack Nicholson as the Joker. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a gun that was so long it was going down his pants leg. We had to stop a little early. We had some technical difficulties, and sadly, Starchild had to leave us. But hopefully, everything's cool with him. We are shutting down for the night. We have been talking for a while, longer than some of us have the ability to really talk for. But hopefully, you all enjoyed what you had to hear from us. We did have a lot of technical difficulties with this, but I apologize for that, and this is our first time doing any kind of podcast, all three of us, so bear with us, but you can only learn by doing, so hope you enjoyed what you heard, and I hope you have a good day. This is TZ and Hero, signing out.
This is Nitrocosm, and I'll be editing this and getting it put together and working on some hosting for it, but the news about that will come in later. Signing off, this is Nitrocosm.
Bye.